Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Marone. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, supporting the community through spring 2021. I'm Bob Marone. Today, we're with Hightower Westchester once again. My guest is Richard Fahav. He's in charge of research and planning and is a private wealth advisor. Richard, the pandemic, there have been lessons from this pandemic, and we've now passed the one-year anniversary of the outbreak of COVID-19. Let's take a look at some of the financial lessons this unprecedented situation has taught us. Can you walk us through what you and your team witnessed firsthand with your clients?
Sure. And Bob, always good to see you.
Same here.
Closer and closer to seeing each other in person, but not quite there. So, obviously a very interesting, 12 to 18 months here. Some of the most challenging and interesting times. I mean, you look back at, and that includes, the last couple of decades, includes 2008. Mm-hmm. I think we had COVID, obviously. We had unprecedented market swings. I mean, massive drawdowns in record times, massive recoveries in record times. Unprecedented fiscal and monetary policy. We had an election. So all of these things warranted our attention over the last, 12 months or so. We fielded, a variety of different questions from clients over the months, and some of which we were able to help. But, I think from our end too, it's about learning, right? And every market's a little bit different. You get that this time is different adage all the time. And of course that is correct. But I think one thing we did notice as well is a lot of what we've preached over the years, be it diversification and long-term planning, still applies, right? No matter what the black swan event is, so to speak.
Well, leading the list, at least it seems to us, is something we have touched on in previous financial planning podcasts, and that is emergencies happen. Things happen. I imagine that this was a big topic over the year. Can you touch on that, Richard?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is we've talked around the financial planning, I know, on a variety of podcasts. And I think this time was no different, including, having that emergency fund, right? We've talked about this in the past, what that looks like and what the value is a little bit different for everybody. We always advocate for kind of 6 months or so, whether it's 3 or 9, and everyone's a little bit different. But I think we had unemployment rates just skyrocket, right? I mean, we had single digit unemployment rates coming into the first quarter of 2020, jumping, up to 15, 20% in certain industries were hit way worse than others. I mean, you look at travel and leisure and hospitality. And then you had folks who, let's say they were, the government mandated the closure of their business. This caused people to have to, if they didn't have an emergency fund, where are they going to pay their rent and how are they going to do that, right? Are they going to have to take on, high interest rate credit cards or potentially liquidate from their 401ks and pay these penalties, right? If you have an emergency fund in place, it alleviates that in a liquid format, whether it's a checking or savings account. I mean, we saw payments being delayed, from government stimulus and unemployment. Over those first couple months in March and April, and people weren't able to get that time to make these rent payments. So I think it just highlighted, even more so than ever, just the need to have some money on the sidelines, for these uncertain times.
Speaking of this kind of long-term planning, can you touch on things that your firm did to prepare and help clients during or before the pandemic as it was evolving, the early days of the pandemic, let's say?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where preparation is important, right? We know it goes with anything said in life, right? Being prepared for the uncertain event or that black swan event is something we always talk about here, right? One of the most important things we did right off the bat, because, clients were calling us. I mean, this was unprecedented. We did not know what the next 6 months looked like, because you look back at previous virus outbreaks, and some of them were short-lived, right? And I think a lot of folks, us included, thought that would be the case here, right? We haven't seen something like this in many, many decades. So we started with going back to their goals, right? Going back to their financial plans. We run scenarios in financial plans, Monte Carlo scenarios, which are randomly generated simulations of, you know, thousands of market, you know, environments. You know, what type of impact does that have on your portfolio? What happens if a 2008 occurs? What happens if a March 2020 occurs? You know, what does that look like for the longevity of your plan and your cash flow? And that's, I think, what puts people at ease, right? We know we have, and then, you know, it also ties into the investment side, which we'll get into in a moment. But, you know, if you're in that younger bucket of age groups and you're in that accumulation phase, right, you can withstand a little bit more volatility. You know, if you're in that drawdown phase and you're in your older years or in retirement, you know, you need to have an asset that is built not only for cash flow, but also to be more conservative, right? And we show that in our financial planning to really put them at ease, you know, where if a situation like a 2008 or a March 2020 occurs, you're going to be okay, right? We've accounted for this. You can sleep at night knowing that, you know, we're going to be in a good position and that markets will recover and that our plan is in place.
Turning our focus to the stock market now, it was a volatile year. What kinds of conversations have you had with your clients and how did you position portfolios?
Yeah. And I think this was a very emotional time. I think, you know, in terms of just obviously the terrible loss that occurred with so many deaths we've seen across the globe. And then you add in the fact of, you know, a very contentious election, throughout the year. I mean, people's antennas were up, let's just say. And I think the most important thing we always look for is like, listen, recessions, corrections in the markets, they're inevitable, right? We know they're coming. And we ask ourselves when we build out our allocations is how do we prepare for them in advance? What do we need to do to make sure that your portfolio is not completely correlated and all going to go to one. So a great amount of money was lost. If you look at that first quarter, or let's just call it March, right? I mean, you looked at a peak to trough swing. The markets finished 2018 up 18% or 2020 up 18%. They were down at 1.34%. I mean, that's a 52% swing. I mean, that's pretty significant. So we, you know, from a tactical standpoint, we did well, but I will say clients who went to cash early in March, right, and took that loss and were nervous that this would go on forever, they're always the last ones to jump back in. And I think we talked a lot of people off the ledge because you know, we knew markets would recover. And you look at like 2008, right? By the time you knew you're in a recession come March of 2009, you know, we that was part of an 11-year bull market. So you have to be mindful that your allocation's in place for a 3 to 5 year, you know, full-time horizon here. You know, what we do here at Hightower Westchester, that, you know, we had pieces of the portfolio that did well in that time period or did significantly better in terms of their drawdown. And the folks that didn't get back in, they finished the year probably up a couple percent. The folks who stayed the course with us for the most part were up, you know, closer to 15, 17, 18% on a very conservative basis. So I think the key lesson is, you know, don't overreact. Know that we're planning for these things. Listen, they come. We know they're going to come. It's just we don't know when and no one does. So the wisest thing is really to just sit tight sometimes during these extreme market volatility.
Richard, I've heard you mention many times over the years the need for the right team. I should think that this has been even more important now.
Yeah. And we stress this all the time with clients and prospects. And this is, you know, a part of our pit too. It's like, so many people in this industry work in silos. You know, our industry is vast, right? There's the tentacles that reach out, right? We speak with CPAs, we speak with attorneys. Now, we're just one cog in the wheel, and as they are. But what we do well is not only do we have this broad network of CPAs and attorneys, but they need to talk to each other, right? We need some coordination. You know, and I think looking at estate planning this year was super important, right? Did you have your beneficiaries in place, and not just your primary beneficiaries, but do you have contingent beneficiaries? That's a conversation we have with people's attorneys. You know, you look at the end of the year, you look at taxes, right? There's obviously implications for buying and selling throughout 2020. We talk to people's CPAs and say, hey, you know, let's look at the tax loss harvesting. What's capable here? What are we looking at for carry forwards from previous years? So this year, I would say more than ever, having these conversations with other, what we call COIs or center of influences for our clients, not only help get things done, but also help put the clients at ease.
Were there any odd or different or extraordinary circumstances or lessons that you learned throughout the year that are worth mentioning?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I mentioned it earlier, this time's different. I think, you know, the one thing that changed significantly is this medium we're on. We're on Zoom, right? And I think our business is very much a personal, interpersonal business where we meet with people, we talk with people. And there's certain cues you pick up from, you know this, Bob. I mean, mm-hmm. You used to be in our industry, right? Sitting in front of someone in person, you can really tell whether someone is nervous or not, right? And mm-hmm. just having that kind of emotional intelligence and emotional reaction. So that changed a lot of the way not only we interacted with people, but also just marketed, right? How do we communicate with our clients? How do we communicate with prospects? So we pushed a lot more out. We did virtual events. We did a virtual cocktail hour. Did a lot of really neat things. Again, most of our industry had to pivot, right? We weren't going into New York City anytime soon, right? So, from that perspective, I think we were obviously able to adapt. I think the one thing, and this is somewhat unrelated to our business, but when you look back, in times of stress, right? You find out what's important to you, and you kind of get rid of the excess baggage, so to speak. And we saw this with people, right? They finally, that big stack of statements you had, right? Let's look at this. Am I properly positioned? Do I have the proper beneficiaries in place? And then on the flip side of that, you saw people, I mean, Goodwill, Salvation Army. We did a bunch of stuff for small businesses. We did fundraisers for food pantries. So those are kind of unique things that we've been able to do with our clients as well as just our group, in general.
Wow, what a year. Any closing thoughts? Anything or things that you'd like to leave our clients with, your clients with, really?
Yeah. I think last year was a good snapshot as to, how unique markets can be, how stressful it can be. I think consulting a professional advisor, attorney, CPA, having some help can and a third party opinion, right? It's very difficult to go at these things alone. And I admit that myself, right? We have a great team here, right? I mean, we have people who have been through different market cycles, older, younger, new perspectives, different perspectives. So, that was extremely helpful. I think working from home, having that discipline was a whole new skill we had to learn. And we were able to, obviously with the advent of technology, work seamlessly at home, which was great. But I think at the end of the day, it empowered a different mindset, this growth mindset where, whether you're learning something new, learning Zoom, learning how to homeschool, right? I mean, we saw plenty of that. Mm-hmm. So much more cooking in the house. Like, we just, so many different things came about. Like I said, supporting the small businesses was a big thing for us too. I guess I'll leave it off on this. Right now, it's very unique times, but America is the best country in the world. And we've proven that time and time again. And I think, we'll persevere here. There's a lot going on, but we'll be better for it in the long run. And I think a lot can be said for same with our clients and our group as a whole. So,
Richard Flahov, Private Wealth Advisor, Director of Research and Planning at Hightower Westchester. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah, appreciate the time, Bob. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Hightower Westchester is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as a general market commentary. It does not constitute investment advice. Hightower Westchester and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This podcast was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of Hightower Westchester and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor before establishing a retirement plan.